ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वल्क्षाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। महावदन्दाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि नजिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम शरणम्। अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दिकृतेन्दीवरं जाडं जागृदरोचि संविदधतं पटं रसशिर बृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि न सद्दामं विरामोदरं राधा सन्धनिवेशितो जनभुजं सकाल बेला कैक जन वक्ता तहार चरणे ते पुष्पांजलि अर्पण करछे। एखन श्रीमान भक्ति वेदांत परिव्राजक महाराज श्रील गौरकिशोर दास राज महाराजे चरणे पुष्पांजलि दिवें 10 থেকে 15 মিনিট। ओ बेनाथ प्रोफेसर डे अनाउंस फर्स्ट एक मिनट दिया दे।
Available in book form. उस ज्ञान से वो हरे कृष्ण
Yeah. সুতরাং এখানে দেখা যাচ্ছে উনি বলেন যে ঠিক আছে, আমি परिखानस महाराज
special speakers. So the Lord showed us Babaji Maharaj, gave the invitation, said, have to go to your palace. What would happen to me? I would become your competitor. By association, I would also want materialistic things. I would want wealth, and I would compete with you. So I don't want that. I will never go there. Rather, you should come here. And this theme is very similar. It's like Mahabharata and Maharaja Pratiparudra. Mahabharata would never meet with Maharaja Pratiparudra as a king. The only way Maharaja Pratiparudra was able to gain the grace and association of Mahabharata was when he took the humble position of a speaker, or when he dressed in very simple cloth and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the park later and humbly massaged his feet and recited beautiful verses from Bhakti Geek and other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam. If we want to listen to pure devotee, we must divest ourselves of all worldly abhimant, that I am a king, that I have wealth, and all of our attachments. He was very strict on this. One time, one boy came to him and he said, "Oh, Babaji, I want to learn how to serve Krishna from you." And he said, "Yes, if you want that, you come with me. You come to my place. You renounce all of your worldly association, non-Vaishnava association, you come and live with me. We will eat by doing Madhukari, and we will clothe ourselves from the tattered garments that were previously used to cover corpses. We will drink the water of the Ganga, and this way we'll live very simply." The boy said, "Yes, I will do that." And for some days he lived in the association and in the place of Babaji Maharaj. After a while, though, there nearby was living one kirtan, bhajan, singer, a professional. His name was Ram Das. And he sang in a very melodious, artful way. The boy became attracted and began to secretly associate with this person against the orders of Gaurakishoras Babaji Maharaj. Later, he was associating, he was even taking pairs of contacts. And after some time, Babaji Maharaj noticed that this boy was singing, heard him singing Vaishnava Bhajana and other Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhajans, and he said, "Oh, now he's gone to take the association of this Ram Das. I don't approve." And they said, "Babaji Maharaj, how can you tell?" He said, "I can detect the mood of this Bhajan and the style of his kirtan. Now he is taking association of worldly persons and he's learning only hypocrisy. Very soon he will leave and he will look to take the dress of an ascetic and for a worldly name and fame." Not long after that, the boy left without permission, went to Puri, and then about a month or two later came back. When he came back, he was dressed in ascetic dress, but very stylized ascetic dress. You know, like suits of Babaji is like that. Nice cloth, very proper, and he was attracting a follower. He came before Babaji Maharaj in the presence of the local Mahant, or priest of a nearby temple. Then the Mahant said, "Oh, Babaji Maharaj, this disciple of yours, he's come to return to you. He's been in Puri. He's been serving Haridas Thakur. He chants Harinam constantly, and now he's performing bhajan on the level of spontaneous devotion. He's a brother of the Vaishnava. And everybody worships his feet." Babaji Maharaj rejected it. He said, "This is simply the croaking of frogs. This is not Parivata, this is not Parivaja. And soon the snake of worldly desire will devour that frog." And he rejected this person because of his duplicitous nature. And he said that now he's taking this dress only for the purpose of getting good food and getting the praise and admiration of others. This is not asceticism. He's only learning hypocrisy. So, in this way, Srila Gaurakishoras Babaji Maharaj, through his actions and through his dealings with those who came to him, was very strict and set the highest example of what is pure Vaishnavism and what is materialistic imitation. And he would not dare any of the materialistic imitation, and he instructed very vigorously and very firmly against that.
Nancy Kumara. श्रीला गौर कृष्ण दास आज महीना कुछ कीर्तन करो
उसमें भी भूल
हकीकत समझ नहीं पाते, इसलिए लोग उदाहरण ही बनते हैं। सतगुरु वचनों का संदेह और उनका आश्रय लेकर भजन करें, उनकी सेवा करें, उसमें रुचि नहीं होती है, उसी में भारी पड़ जाता है। इसलिए गोपी सुंदर बहुजन महाराज जी का जीवन जो है एक और वैराग्य में देखा जाता है। विप्रलंबर साहब मुझे विप्रलंबर रस के समुद्र है, जो कि राधा कृष्ण के बिना विप्रलंबर रस के माधुरी का
Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas.
अक्षनोपलम तदिश दर्शनमी तरोपलम तदिश दर्शनसंग्रह
मोरलाउदारम
तदिश दर्शनमी सदुर्लभ पत्नी लोके. It is so purifying for us to be in this assembly, glorifying such an exalted Vaishnava, Acharya Balayam, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Simply by hearing of these glories, we are becoming so purified. Srila Gaura Kishora Swamiji Maharaj represents so much Yukta Vairagya, so much transcendental renunciation, and so much Viparamba, Vipara. This applies, we can apply this in our very selves, these teachings and examples of our acharyas. Srila Bhakti Rakshasar Siddharmaraj said, the more we go to the negative, the more we will attract the positive. To live, die to live. Our tendency, what has to die for us to live, our attachment to this material world, our tendency for comforts, to give gratification to these senses, that will never make us happy. But the more that we, as Gaura Kishora showed, to punish these senses, Srila Gurudev has given me a danda and told me this is to for punishment. So Gaura Kishora, our tendency is to think I can become happy by gratifying my senses. This is our illusion. And the acharyas are present in this world to cut our attachments to this tendency and to realize our real happiness and pleasure will come from transcendental and positive renunciation of the sense gratification and applying ourselves to devotion and applying our senses to transcendental seva, to the absolute truth. Srila Gaura Kishora Swami Maharaj was the epitome of this. We've heard so many transcendental stories of his life. So Gurudev has saved me from the well of my material absorption and engagement in so much the well of sense gratification. One story of Srila Gaura Kishora Swami Maharaj I read this morning. He was preaching to a Grihastha couple, and he urged them, if they wanted to progress in their bhakti, they should live more separately. So after some time, he asked them how they were progressing in their bhakti, and they said, oh, we are progressing very nice, we are living separately. And he said, how are you maintaining yourselves? How is your eating going on? They said, oh, we're eating very nicely. Very nice, delicious foodstuffs. We are, at that time, we were together when we were honoring our prasadam. And Sri Gaura Kishora Swami Maharaj told them, be very careful. Externally, maybe renunciate in the Grihastha ashram, but internally, if you're associating together, trying to enjoy in subtle ways and very delicious foodstuffs, this is also going to prohibit your bhakti from flourishing. So sometimes in this path of bhakti, we feel that we're making advancement in renunciation, but actually internally we're having so many different subtle attachments. I may be wearing the dress of a saffron, but internally I'm meditating on an external sense gratification and associating with ladies in too intimate a way. We have to be very, very careful for this. So one of my godbrothers spoke on the internet, and he said that some of our acharyas in line with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are manjaris. And I asked Gurudev about this. And he said, who has said, maybe it's not important to me, he said, all of our acharyas are manjaris. So, it's very auspicious that we come together and glorify these transcendental personalities who are coming from the highest transcendental abode and trying to give us this gift of praying by renunciation and also by absorbing ourselves in separation from the transcendental seva of the Lord.
थैंक यू।
এবং চৈতন্য
Thank you.
teachings. We know in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is explained, aprakruta vastuna prakruta indriya gojara. By abundant intelligence, by better knowledge, we can perceive such a personality like Guru Kishadas Babaji Maharaj. It is very, very advanced. But if we see the relationship of Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sasya Thakur with him, we can understand something about him. How Bhakti Siddhanta Sasya Thakur, Prabhupada was very, very advanced, very qualified. David was learned in all scriptures. But how he approached as a disciple, to as a discipleship of Guru Kishadas Babaji Maharaj. The Guru Kishadas Babaji Maharaj apparently, after that he was illiterate, he has no so much knowledge about scriptures. But really, he only behaved this externally to cheat us. But really he was Paramahansa Mahabhagavat, fully situated in that platform. Only Prabhupada who is recognized, he explained, just Pujya Bhanu Maharaj was explaining, that how when Prabhupada saw Guru Kishadas Babaji Maharaj, he telling that all my ego of knowledge and scripture all he crossed by his glance. Such a qualified guru, in his pranamantra he prayed that, Namo Guru Kishadaya Sakhyat Vairagya Mutre. Namo Guru Kishadaya Sakhyat Vairagya Mutre. He was the embodiment of Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. There are two types of renunciation we know. One is Phalgu Vairagya and one is Jukta Vairagya. Phalgu Vairagya is Pravanjita Buddha Hari Samandhi Vastu. Mokhi Parityaga Vairagya Phalgu Vairagya. This Phalgu Vairagya falls. Renunciates. They think that, oh, everything is false, we should give up this and fully renounce everything. But really, the real Vairagya is Jukta Vairagya. Jukta Vairagya means they see everything in relationship with Krishna. That Krishna Nirvande Krishna Samande Anasakta Savisharam Jathar Mokajandita Nirvande Krishna Samande Jukta Vairagya. So like this, Guru Kishadas Maharaj was not like false renunciates. How once he approached, came nicely, well dressed, came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He used to hear Bhagavat from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He considered Bhaktivinoda Thakur to be the associate of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in that relationship was very transcendental. So like this, Guru Kishadas Maharaj came and Bhaktivinoda asked Babaji Maharaj, why you dress so appropriate like this? Very wealthy dress, rich man dress. He told that nowadays this dress, Babaji dress became very cheap. Oh, many people wear the dress and they do so many nonsense things. They associate their illicit sex relationship and doing so many bogus things. I want to be separated from them. So how he established by his teachings? The real Vairagya is very, very rare, very, very high. That's why Prabhupada himself, we see that Guru Kishadas Maharaj instructed Prabhupada that you should not go to Calcutta. It's a very, very place of idealists. Apparently told like that. But Prabhupada established his mark in Bhagavata, a very big mark. So how he seems to be contradictory in his teachings, but not. Actually, Prabhupada understood the real teachings of Guru appears in the heart of disciple, they understand. We cannot understand these things. Like this, he was a real Vairagya. Another meaning of Vairagya means vicious raga. Raga means attachment. A deep attachment to the divine couples, Raga and Krishna. How he performed bhajan in Raga Kund, in Surya Kund. He is not dependent on eating, sleeping, like the Goswamis. He raga the bhajan, deep is the lalita, he nanda sunan buddha. Sri Govardhana Kalpa Padmapale Kalindi Vandi Kuta Ghosantavati Sarvata Khede Maha Vipali Vandi Rupa Sanatana Rabhuja Go Sri Jiva Gopalapa.
करता हूं। वो कृपा करके हम लोगों के ऊपर में दया करके युक्त वैराग्य और उन्हीं के जैसा विप्रलम्ब भाव से भक्ति सबके अंदर में प्रविष्ट हो वो कृपा करें। आई एम ऑन ऑल बिहाफ ऑफ ऑल आई एम गिविंग पुष्पांजलि इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ गौर किशोर दास बाबा महाराज that he mercifully he can give us yukta vairagya and bhakti like him vipradambha bhavatma. Kal ke ki program ache bole do kal ke sapali koi to bole do कल के सफली मीटिंग के समय से नौ का समय आज में
कल के हरिकथा विश्रा और